According to the Institute of Medicine, about a third of Americans suffer from chronic pain, and a lot of people seek relief for that pain. In 2012, healthcare providers wrote 259 million prescriptions for opioid-based medications. That's one bottle for every adult. But with the increased use came dependency, and then a crackdown on lax prescribing laws. Jason King from the AIDS Healthcare Foundation says this might be why more people are turning to a cheaper high. Heroin.
Law enforcement throughout Florida suggests that the state has been doing a really good job cracking down on pill mills. But the problem is addicts are now turning to other intoxicants, which may explain a significant increase in heroin and methamphetamine use.
There is a strong correlation between injection drug use and preventable infections like HIV and hepatitis C. Scott County, Indiana, experienced this in the spring of 2015 when the rural area became the epicenter of an HIV outbreak. That county's city of Austin, population 4,200, saw 170 new HIV cases in 8 months. Enter Dr. Beth Meyerson, co-director of the Rural Center for AIDS and STD Prevention at Indiana University. Meyerson says the way to prevent these illnesses is through needle exchange programs.
It isn't just about the clean needle, but the clean needle is important, very important. What happens in these programs is that the people and organizations that work in syringe access programming actually provide linkage to testing and to primary health care.
The public health community says decades of research support the efficacy of needle exchange programs. A long-standing ban on the use of federal dollars for these controversial exchanges has slowed their growth. But 35 states and Washington, D.C. have established the programs anyway. Broward County Democratic Representative Katie Edwards is proposing one such program for Miami-Dade County. House Bill 81 would establish a needle exchange pilot program at the University of Miami. The program would be funded by private donations, not state, county, or federal dollars. Edwards says the state should turn towards harm reduction.
It's a one-to-one needle exchange. So if you can imagine, what we're doing is creating a program where they can get that needle to be able to wean themselves off of it and prevent the further transmission of HIV and hepatitis C and other bloodborne illnesses.
Critics don't want to give needles to addicts at the taxpayers' expense, but supporters say they're already paying for treatment. Many users don't have access to private health care, and their bills are picked up by the state. Dr. Hansel Tooks at Miami's Jackson Memorial Hospital says preventing even 10% of these infections could result in a $124 million saving.
My colleagues and I at University of Miami, we were seeing more and more people hospitalized for abscesses and cellulitis. So we wanted to look at the numbers at Jackson and see just how much money we were spending on treating these preventable infections. And we found that it was $11.4 million over 1 year.
Public health officials say needle exchange programs provide more than clean needles. They link users to the public health system. Healthcare workers can establish trust and provide testing, counseling, and addiction treatment. The House Health Quality Subcommittee approved Representative Edwards' plan. Similar bills have been proposed in recent years, but none have been passed into law. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.